top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.
Good afternoon. This is the midday news for today. Thursday, March 28th, 2024.
When it happens.
I'm your presenter, Richie Ferrol.
Local.
In the headlines.
And
Dominica welcomed its 15th living centenarian from the community of Bourne, Portsmouth. On Wednesday, March 27th, 2024, as Peter Paddington LeBlanc was honored and recognized for that milestone achievement. WHO has launched a new coronaviruses COVID-net network to facilitate and coordinate global capacities for early accurate detections, monitoring, and assessment of SARS-CoV-2, MERS-CoV, and novel coronaviruses.
The big station.
And after months of warnings, a recent UN-backed report has offered hard statistical evidence that the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza is turning into a man-made starvation, which could amount to a war crime. The news is brought to you with the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. We'll be back with more details.
Wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95.
Enjoy sweet savings at Courts with up to 40% off selected items. Save $850 on the LG 50-inch WebOS Smart LED TVs. Save $800 on the Mabe 19-cubic foot fridges. Save $1,400 on the Loris Living Room Suite and $450 on the Restonic Comfort Care Pillow Top Queen Mattress. Get what you need and pay now or later with Courts Ready Finance. It's too sweet to resist. Indulge at Courts. Bringing value home. Special conditions apply. Offer ends March 23rd, 2024.
Welcome back. On Wednesday, March 27th, 2024, Peter Paddington LeBlanc of Bourne, Portsmouth was honored and recognized by the government of Dominica for his milestone achievement of becoming Dominica's 15th living centenarian. Dominica's president, Sylvanie Burton, presented Mr. LeBlanc with a birthday card. President Burton is the first female and first indigenous Kalinago president of Dominica.
On behalf of the government and people of the Commonwealth of Dominica, and on behalf of Mr. Burton, my husband, and myself, I wish to extend to you my congratulations and good wishes on the occasion of celebrating your 100th birthday today, Wednesday, the 27th of March, 2024. May the good Lord continue to bless you.
President of the Commonwealth of Dominica, Mrs. Sylvanie Burton. A new site manager has been appointed and awarded a two-year contract to oversee operations at the Dominica Geothermal Power Plant. Current plant general manager, Fred John, assures the media that all aspects of the project are on schedule and the team is in the detailed engineering phase of the project. He explained the two main components remaining for the completion of the geothermal plant, of which agreements were signed between the government of Dominica and Domlec on December 5, 2023. The new site manager is expected to arrive in country this week.
There are two parts to this. The first one is to build a 10-megawatt geothermal power plant in Loda. And the second part is to build a transmission network from Loda to Fonkule, but also connecting the hydro system to that as well. In December, the government of Dominica and Domlec signed an agreement for the development of this power plant, and that was with Alma Technologies and its subsidiaries. So the first major update on this is that on January the 4th, 2024, those agreements became effective. The clock started with those agreements becoming effective.
Dominica Geothermal Power Plant General Manager, Mr. Fred John. Speaking on the topic of preparing Dominica's youth for career opportunities in STEM, that is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics industries, Mrs. Marcia Robin Stout, engineering instructor and STEM advocate, has provided information on how she initiated the STEM Fraction Summer Program in the United States. The program began in 2007. Mrs. Stout spoke on Q95's Roots Connections on Q program on March 27, 2024.
In 2007, my chair told me that there was funding to do a summer program sponsored by two agencies, Texas, THECB, Texas Higher Education Board, and the Department of Defense. except they didn't know how to do the summer program. And I was like, I could do it. And so I got in my car and started going to schools, telling them about the program, started recruiting. And I made the numbers, I hired the teachers, figured out the curriculum, and we got started. And that is the beginning. And so I have applied for every year for different funding sources to do this program, pre-college engineering program. So in this program, we introduce high schoolers to different STEM careers, not just one, but lots of different STEM careers. So then they can make an educated decision on where they want to end up in life. And not just that, what are the tools that you need to get started? So in high school, in the capacity that you are, how can you get started now on that path? And so the program was born from then. We've served over 1,000 students with this program. Most of them have ended up at MIT and all those other major universities. Some of them have their doctorate. But just to provide the opportunity so they know something else.
Engineering instructor and STEM advocate, Mrs. Marcia Robin Stout. You're tuned in with Q95 News. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit addressed a reception in China commemorating the 20th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Dominica and the People's Republic of China. He appeared to have encouraged Chinese investors to explore investment opportunities in after 20 years of ties with China. He highlighted various sectors such as agriculture, manufacturing, and infrastructural development as promising areas of investment opportunities in Dominica's economy. Mr. Skerrit also underscored the political stability of Dominica as a favorable factor supporting his call for investment.
My dear friends, there are many investment opportunities in Dominica. I therefore extend an invitation to all of you to visit our beautiful Dominica. Our shores are open to you, and our environment is stable and conducive for investments in agriculture, manufacturing, solar energy and energy efficiency, housing, infrastructural development, in the blue and green economy development, in tourism and tourism facilities, in healthcare and wellness, trade and financial services, air transport, and hotel construction, among others. We also have a unique offer of a geothermal development for export to neighboring countries. Do not look at Dominica as a country on its own, but rather as a window to the wider Caribbean and countries which Dominica has free trade agreements with. Dominica has a stable political system, very generous tax concessions, offering absolutely no restrictions on the repatriation of funds and the profits. I look forward to welcoming all of you to Dominica, and I can say without any fear of contradiction that Dominica is China's best friend in the Caribbean and wider Latin American region. We cherish that friendship, and we'll build on it. Long live the Commonwealth of Dominica. Long live the People's Republic of China.
Prime Minister Skerrit emphasized the advantages Dominica has reaped from its diplomatic ties with China, noting that the bond has strengthened amidst challenges such as the COVID-19 pandemic.
China has been a true friend of Dominica, although we are thousands of miles away. But as the Chinese saying states, distance don't separate true friends. Under the joint leadership of the heads of state of the two countries, we have been able to overcome many trials and difficult moments. That is why today we affirm that our relations are an example of collaboration and mutual respect between two developing countries. Since the establishment of bilateral relations, we have experienced multidimensional growth. Pragmatic cooperation has been strengthened in the political, economic, educational, healthcare, agriculture, climate change, cultural, infrastructure construction, and people-to-people exchanges. In recent years, even in the midst of the pandemic, Dominica and China helped each other, demonstrating the true friendship between the two countries in the face of adversity. Our people are immensely grateful for China's support and humanitarian aid when we face the ravages of natural disasters caused by climate change and global warming. China was at the forefront in assisting us with our country's economy.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit, General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, Thomas Later, has underscored the distinction between the roles of political parties and that of trade unions. He pointed to the ongoing efforts of the union to rekindle the interests of public officers in joining unions across the island, as was the case many years ago. Leta expressed optimism for the upcoming General Assembly scheduled today, during which various issues affecting public officers are expected to be addressed.
The role of the union is quite different to the role of the political parties. And we know the problems that our members are faced with. We know over the years that level of interest to take part in unions' activities have not been what it should be. We have not just been sitting around and doing nothing about it. We have been coming up with programs and activities to really ignite some interest in the union. And we believe tomorrow will be a good meeting, because as Brother Steve said earlier on, a lot of mobilization, and not only mobilization, but there is a cost to everything that we have done. The ads, the radio ads, and so on, jingles. I mean, so much that we had to put. Having people going out on a one-on-one to meet members and tell them about it. But we want people to come to the meeting. They have to show up.
Mr. Leta acknowledges that the union often faces scrutiny when people expect it to play a role in removing the government from office. He contends that the union is consistently implementing initiatives aimed at benefiting and promoting the well-being of its members.
People believe we have a responsibility to ensure that we remove a government from office. And so all the criticism is, later not doing this, later not doing that, later should go, it is time later should go, Brother Stephen later are not doing enough, and whatever. Forgetting the number of things. And you know how people look up to the Dominican Public Service Union? Because of all the projects and programs and things that we are doing on behalf of our members. Right now, one of the things that I am in discussion with a number of business places, beside the fact that our members can use their membership card and access discounts at a number of places, I am now talking to a number of business places that at least once or twice a month, public officers can come to their establishment or the institution and can get special prices and discounts on a number of things. There is one business place that is willing to give them things on credit. So I just have to prepare the project.
Dominica Public Service Union General Secretary, Mr. Thomas Leta. This is Q95 News. Enhanced accessibility is on the horizon for Dominica as multiple airlines and ferry services expand operations starting from the first quarter of 2024. Minister of Tourism Denise Charles Pemberton has revealed that American Airlines will notably increase its service frequency from June 5th to August 5th, 2024, and November 5th, 2024 to March 31st, 2025. This expansion includes daily flights throughout the week, marking a substantial step forward in facilitating travel to the island. Charles Pemberton emphasized that American Airlines' decision reflects confidence in Dominica's tourism product, offering a significant opportunity to attract more leisure visitors from primary source markets in the United States and in Canada.
In 2024, Dominica is set to enhance its accessibility significantly, thanks to expansions in both air and sea transportation services. This year promises improved connections from major international hubs, including Barbados, Trinidad, St. Lucia, Puerto Rico, Miami, St. Martin, and Guadeloupe, making travel to the island more streamlined than ever. Following our participation in Routes Americas, American Airlines is at the forefront of these developments, increasing its service frequency from free weekly flights to daily flights during the peak seasons, from June 5th to August 5th, 2024, and from November 5th, 2024 to March 31st, 2025. Other airlines have boosted their services to Dominica. Caribbean Airlines offers 7 weekly flights. Inter-Caribbean Airways provides 17 weekly flights with 18 flights heading out of Dominica.
Narvik Air has launched a comprehensive travel package from Paris, France to Dominica via Guadeloupe, This innovative offering combines ferry and air travel services, providing European travelers with a convenient and seamless solution for reaching Dominica.
Wind Air operates 7 weekly flights, and Silver Airways contributes 6 weekly flights from San Juan to Dominica. On the maritime front, L'Express d'Azur will continue to offer weekly trips from Guadeloupe, Martinique, and Saint Lucia, enhancing the island's connectivity by sea. Moreover, Navig Air has introduced a comprehensive travel package from Paris to Dominica via Guadeloupe. This package and ferry services into one single price, offering an all-in-one solution for travelers from Europe. For more details, please visit the blog section of our website, www.discoverdominica.com.
And that was Monel Alexis, the Communications and Public Relations Specialist at Discover Dominica Authority. The World Health Organization, WHO, has launched a new network for coronaviruses, COVINET, to facilitate and coordinate global expertise and capacities for early and accurate detection, monitoring, and assessment of the SARS-CoV-2, MERS-CoV, and novel coronaviruses of public health importance. COVINET expands on the WHO COVID-19 Reference Laboratory Network, established during the early days of the pandemic initially. Initially, the lab network was focused on SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, but will now address a broader range of coronaviruses, including MERS-CoV and potential new coronaviruses. COVINET is a network of global laboratories with expertise in human, animal, and environmental coronavirus surveillance. The network currently includes 36 laboratories from 21 countries in all 6 WHO regions. In more news, after months of warnings, a recent UN-backed report offered hard statistical evidence that the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza is turning into a man-made famine. It has increased the pressure on Israel to fulfill its legal responsibilities to protect Palestinian civilians and to allow adequate supplies of humanitarian aid to reach the people who need it, the United Nations' most senior human rights official, Volker Türk, said in a BBC interview that Israel bore significant blame and that there was a open quote plausible end quote case that Israel was using starvation as a weapon of war in Gaza. Mr. Türk, who is the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, said that if intent was proven, that would amount to a war crime.
Gaza is no place to be ill. Noura Mohammed had lung and liver problems before the war. Now, after months of starvation and without the right medical care, she is deteriorating fast. My daughter can't move, says her mother. She's anemic, always sleeping, and there's nothing nutritious to eat. There is plenty to eat, only a few miles away, in the lorries that are backed up on the Egyptian side of the border, and much more that could come from Israel, if the Israelis let it into Gaza. From Geneva, Volker Türk, the UN's most senior human rights official, told me there is plausible evidence that Israel is using starvation as a weapon of war.
Look, when it comes to humanitarian assistance, let's be clear. Israel is an occupying power and has an obligation to provide humanitarian assistance. And if that humanitarian assistance does not come in the scale, speed, and predictability that is required, yes, very serious questions are raised.
That's the midday news. Here's a recap of our headlines. Dominica welcomed its 15th living centenarian from the community of Bourne, Portsmouth on Wednesday, March 27th,
where
as Peter Paddington LeBlanc was honored and recognized for that milestone achievement. WHO has launched a new coronaviruses COVINET network to facilitate and coordinate global capacities for early accurate detection, monitoring, and assessment of SARS-CoV-2, MERS-CoV, and novel coronaviruses. And after months of warnings, a recent UN-backed report has offered hard statistical evidence that the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza is turning into a man-made starvation that could amount to a war crime.
Q95DA.
The news was brought to you with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. I've been your presenter, Richie Ferrol, with the Q95 News Team.
Of the hour news, as it happens, when it happens.